Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing the second parak of Masechet Zvachim, and we are up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet. So we've been discussing the difference between pigul and pasul. That pigul is when you have machshava chutz l'zmano, but only if karav amatir k'mitzvah. So everything else was done properly. So says the Mishnah, ketzav karav amatir k'mitzvah. So what does it mean that everything else was done properly? It means shachat b'shtika, you shachted quietly, meaning you didn't have any machshava that would have ruined anything. Kibul lihilech v'zar chutz l'zmano, you did a kabbal, a halacha or a zrika, having in mind chutzuzmano, or shashach chutzuzmano, he did a shchita having in mind chutzuzmano, kibel v'halach v'zark b'shtika, and he did everything else properly without having any machshav chutzuzmano, or shashach v'kibel v'hilik v'zark chutzuzmano, or you did all of the dalet avodos with the machshav chutzuzmano, zeo shakar v'matzer k'mitzvaso, that's still considered that everything else is the same, because the only issue was a pigul machshava, regardless of whether you had that pigul machshava all the way through, or only through one of the avodos or whatever. But the point is that there was no separate issue other than the pigul machshava. So now the Mishnah says that ketzav lo karav amatir k'mitzvaso. What would be a case where there's another psul that's going to prevent your machshava's chutz l'zmano from making the carbon into pigul? Shachat chutz l'makomo. If, for example, you shechted outside of the place where you're supposed to, kibel lilech v'zarek chutz l'zmano, and then you did some of the other avodos with machshava of chutz l'zmano, so that chutz l'zmano is not going to make it pigul because it's already pasul anyway, since you were shachat chutz l'mekomo. Oh, shachat chutz l'zmano, or let's say you did the shechita with machshava of chutz l'zmano and kibul hilch v'zar chutz l'mekomo, and then you did kabbalah l'chazrika chutz l'mekomo. Oh, shachat kibul hilch v'zarak chutz l'mekomo, or you did everything chutz l'mekomo, and the meaning you did the shechita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika, all chutz l'mekomo, and then you had a machshavas pigul. So ha-pesach v'achatos sheshachtan shelo l'shman. If a person shachted a carbon pesach or a carbon chatos, not l'shma, meaning having in mind a different carbon, so that makes it possible as well. Kibel v'hilek v'zar chutz l'zmano, and then he did Kabbalah l'ach zrika or zrika and zrika chutz l'zmano. So that's going to be a separate psul that's going to prevent it from being pigul, because he already did shelo l'shma, which is a psul by a pesach and a chatos. Oh, sheshachar chutz l'zmano, or he shechted the pesach and the chatos, having in mind chutz l'zmano, having in mind to eat it or to burn it chutz l'zmano, kibil v'chilach v'zorach shelo l'shma, and he did one of the avodos shelo l'shma. Oh, sheshachar kibil v'chilach v'zorach shelo l'shma, or he did the shechita or the kabbalah halacha zrika shelo l'shma. All of those things would make the carbon pasul anyway. Zeu shalo karav hamatir k'mitzvaso. That is an example of that which is not karav hamatir k'mitzvaso. Moving on to Mishnah Hey. Lechel kazayis. What if you have two different machshavas during the same avoda? Lechel kazayis b'chutz u'kazayis l'machar. You have in mind during one of the particular avodos to eat a kazayis outside of the right makom and to eat a kazayis chutz l'zmano in the wrong time. Kazayis l'machar or kazayis b'chutz. Or you have the same two machshavos in the reverse order. Kachatzi zayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis l'machar. You have in mind during one of the avodos you can have a chatzi zayis in the wrong place and chatzi zayis at the wrong time, kachatzi zayis l'machar, chatzi zayis b'chutz, or in the reverse order, pasul bein bokaris. In all those cases, it's pasul, but it's not pigul, because the pigul is not going to be chal on something like that, because there was something else that pasul. It's not karav hamatir k'mitzvah, so you don't have everything else in order. And in the last case, you didn't have machshavas pigul on a kazayis. If you don't have machshavas pigul on a kazayis, it's not going to make it into pigul. Am Rav Yehuda zaklal. The rule is, says Rav Yehuda, if the machshav of chutz l'zmano comes before the machshav of chutz l'mekomo, pigul v'chayv nilav karis, then it's going to be pigul and v'chayv karis. The machshav is hamakom, kadmon machshav is hazman. But if the machshav is hamakom of chutz l'mekomo comes before the machshav is chutz l'zmano, pasul v'en bo karis. So then it's going to be pasul and it's not going to be chayv karis, because the first machshava is the one that gives it its shame. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. That's against what we just said in the beginning of the Mishnah, right? Tanakama didn't say that. Whereas V'chamor zevzeh pasul vein bo karis. Chacham say, seemingly exactly like the Tanakama, that they're both going to be pasul vein bo karis, regardless of which machshava came first. As long as machshava's pigul was not the only invalidating machshava, there was a machshava's psul as well, then it's going to be you're not going to be chayv karis. Lechol kachatzi zayis lahaktir kachatzi zayis. If a person had in mind to eat a kachatzi zayis and to burn a kachatzi zayis chutzim kamo or chutzizmano, then kosher shein achila vaktara mitzdarfen, because achila and aktara are not going to be mitzdarif. So you never had a machshava on a kachatzi shalem of anything. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet we had said that karav amatir kemitzvaso is that you did everything else right with machshavos of the right zman and the right makom, except for that one machshava of the one thing that was chutzizmano, and lo karav amatir kemitzvaso is where you also had machshavos of chutzim kamo at some point along the way. And that would mean lo karav matir kemitzvaso, so it's not subject to pigel. And then in Mishnah Hey, we had a machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. If a person had both a machshav as chutz l'mekomo and a machshav of chutz l'zmano, so certainly if you had the machshav of chutz l'mekomo first, it's going to be pasul, it's not going to be pigel. But if you had a machshav of chutz l'zmano first and then a machshav of chutz l'mekomo, so that's machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Do we immediately say, it's pigel because you had a machshav of chutz l'zmano? Or do we say, no, that it's not going to be pigel, because it later had a machshava of chutz l'mekomo as well. Okay, but next time we will pick up with the third parak of Maseches Zvachim.